Well, thank you so very much. I'm sure that you are very tired, and this keynote speech is not the end yet. We have the last 20 minutes, finally. And on the cloud side or the device side, various technical innovation, I hope that you will feel excited about this. So from here, I would like to show you an application that I was very excited about. Well, this is an application that a British musician and the developer have put together. It's called the Staff Pad. So you can see the score. In fact, this can digitalize the musical score, and you can even have a tune to it, put a tune to it. This is my music, Welcome to Decode, composed by me. So let's change this a bit. Well, of course, you can write it from scratch, but I'd like to change a little bit. The tempo was a bit fast, so I'd like to make it a little bit slower. And also, I play the flute, so I don't want the flute to be right at the beginning. So I like to create a place where I will be able to come in and... here we go. It acknowledges where I am. So it immediately acknowledges. And since I'm playing the flute, it's hard to hear the lower sound. I would like to bring it up a bit more, one octave. So it's really fantastic that you can hear the sound, the music. You can change it. Let's place a slur. With the slur, since I like to stand out, I like to put a trill here. I also like to add another trill, and this is a bit low, so 8 octave. So the tempo is slower, and in the third and fourth bar, so this is how it sounds, the demonstration with this demonstration. So this staff pad, currently I just use the Surface 3 Pro 3, but of course this will also operate on Surface 3. Surface 3, which was announced a few days ago, this also displayed in this venue. So I hope you try them out. The technical innovation in the mobile-first and cloud-first world do not cease. The reason why I say this is because the software innovation in the software itself accelerate the IT innovation. That's what I strongly believe in. So in order for software to continue innovating, we need to place a location where a lot of the engineers will be empowered, not just the Microsoft engineers, but also as many engineers need to be empowered to feel the technical innovation, and Microsoft would like to support to enable that. So what are we to do? There are two ways forward. One is open source, and the other is cross-platform. So something taking a different approach, we like to realize IT innovation through software. And one of them is open source. Open source and also standardization. So we are totally committed to this area. Docker is a good example. By contributing to the Docker project, and the Docker output will be even better, so even faster. So that's how we've been working on. And all those that have been shipped out, or the output, will be able to be implemented in the Windows or Azure server. Windows Server or Azure environment. So let's look at the demo of the Dockers. Yes, so from me, I'd like to introduce the Docker demo. Today, we have an ASP.NET web application, and we would like to deploy this in the Docker engine. So this is Windows. the process of the Docker, you'll be able to see here in this way. Node.js or Minecraft server is already in operation. So in a different implementation engine could work. And this time, Fabricam web application. This is something that I would like to build. So place a tag here. Okay, so currently the application's now been packaged, and this will be implemented. Interactive mode, Fabricam. And by the way, this is a Docker on Windows, but this is operating on Hyper-V, a virtual machine. The Docker machine is been deployed, and that's what you're seeing, and the process. When we check this process, the Fabricam application is now working, and address 192.168.1.8. So let's check whether this has been properly implemented. It has been implemented on the web server, the Docker contents. Yes, that's right. Here we go. So this is an application that we just deployed. So now, next is the Docker container on the Linux. So using Visual Studio, I'd like to deploy this. So on the Linux, there's no process. We're not started any process. So from a Visual Studio, it can publish it on Docker's, the Linux. So let's make this publish. And then what happens is that in the Docker environment, it's now been implemented, which is on Azure environment. The same thing is on. The content is the same, yes. So it's now success. So let's check the process once again. And now, all these applications that has been implemented over here. And the virtual machine, on the virtual machine, I'll just make a refresh, and you'll be able to see this application that we've just started. And let's now start the debugger and set the debugger. So the Linux contents you are trying to debug with on Visual Studio. Yes, that was a demonstration. Okay. So, as you saw, Docker is already been available on Azure, and also in the Windows Server 2016, it's also been going to be deployed on. So on the Windows Server, there will be an Azure stack, so you will be able to enjoy the same Azure architecture. In other words, the difference between on-premise and the public cloud will be nothing. There will be no difference. So now, the second focus of Microsoft about the cross-platform. So those member of the technical members who are here today, the engineer here, must have a major headache in the development. The application that you have developed, not just one device, but one to deploy it in multiple devices. They're doing the test and debugging. That is a great pain. And another is operation. In a different environment, from on-premise to data center to the private cloud or various different types of cloud, how am I to operate and manage effectively and efficiently? And what kind of different device? And you know, there's a lot of different devices that people want to use, but how are we going to secure this? So we all also have brought in a software innovation. In the Giorgio session, he mentioned about Bridge. In the Bridge, the web application would not just be shown in the web application, but also the bridge for Android application and iOS application bridge is now available. And in terms of operation management, Microsoft Operation Suite Management can operate both AWS on on-premise in a similar manner. So when we talk about the cloud platform, the deliverables of the cloud platform, there's one more thing that I'd like to introduce, which is Visual Studio Code. So Visual Studio Code is a code editor that works on Mac OS X or Linux. So Inoue-san, please do your demonstration. Once again, I'm Inoue. Just bear with us for just a little while. So this Visual Studio Code, this is something that I would like to explain to you. From here, many of you are using MacBook, it seems. In fact, over here, I have here a MacBook. This is a demonstration device, Mac OS X. So here, let's start the terminal window. So in this environment, the new .NET Core runtime is now in operation. And from here, the Visual Studio Code. I'd like you to look at the Visual Studio Code. And let's start from command, code. Look carefully. This is the Visual Studio Code. Wow. So on the Mac OS X, the Visual Studio that you are familiar with is shown here. And similarly, of course, C Sharp, for those people who are using Visual Studio, IntelliSense, you can also make use of. And for example, Breakpoint, you will also be able to place a breakpoint. And also, a way to refer to, you'll also be able to see it on Windows. And even for those people who are using Visual Studio, I think this is something familiar to you. Within the Visual Studio and the Mac OS, you'll be able to use this. And furthermore, this application could be started on the Visual Studio. When you want to start the runtime command, DMS, then start the web server. And on the command, it's been now shown started. So let's access to the browser. So you are operating .NET on iOS, and code is on Mac OS. So what you're seeing right now is that the .NET Core base ASP.NET 5 application. And of course, in the new Visual Studio Code, it's not just the Mac OS code, but also it could run on Ubuntu application, and also the similar operation, you'll be able to use it in the ways that you are familiar in using. So this is really the cross-platform Visual Studio. Well, thank you very much, Inoue-san. So with that, this not just Visual Studio Code, but we are to launch Visual Studio 2015 and also Visual Studio Online. And in combination with that, the team development, application lifecycle management, and also DevOps, that could also be realized. And this is not just with the Visual Studio, but with your OS type devices as well. You'll be able to combine to the Visual Studio Online. So in other words, Visual Studio is it's not just for the developers of Visual Studio, but it's for all engineers and for all application. Visual Studio family targets all engineers and application. And also, Visual Studio 2015 RC is already available. Release candidate is already available, so please try them out. And I know that this keynote speech is just about to come to an end. I think right at the beginning, I talked about imagination. Within this great tidal wave of technical innovation, what's most important is in our imagination. And with this technology, what are we excited about? What are we to do? So that imagination is the most important thing. So in this keynote speech, and also this afternoon session, and also the evening party, and also tomorrow's session, all in all, I hope that this will inspire your imagination, expand your imagination. Well, thank you so very much for today.